Morning, guys. How are you? You're too far away, but that's okay. Don't worry. The word got out that I sometimes get excited. Hey, guys. So 10 years ago, I heard this sermon, and it impacted my life. Sadly, it's been this couple of last months that I've been putting it into practice. I hope you guys today are not as hard-headed as I am or as I was. And open your minds, open your hearts, and listen to the talk, because it's a great one, and I want to share it with you. I'm pretty sure that it's going to bless you and it's going to help everyone here. So before I start, I would love to pray. So I'm going to pray real quick. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful family that we have here in Eastlake Church Playas. And I ask you that you would open our hearts and our minds so that your word through the Holy Spirit could be rooted in our hearts, that it will produce fruit in our lives. Thank you for each person here today. And I ask you that you bless them and that you will help them put it to work. In your name is that we pray, amen. All right, so before we start, I like to give you guys like the background of the talk. So we're going to be speaking about the book of Exodus. It's when Israel is with its, they're in captivity with the Egyptians, all right? They're being there captive, and they're their slaves. They work hard, they're doing the pyramids, everything, and they're also tired. And the Bible says that God hears Israel's cry for help. So what the God does, he appears to Moses in a way of a burning bush. Now, be patient with me, because sometimes I get other translations from the Bible. Sometimes it's the new JP translation. So bear with me. But the point is to get it across. So I'm pretty sure God uses it still. So God appears to Moses. He says, "Hey, Mo, I hear my people that they're fed up. I hear their cry. I hear their plea. And I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell them, let my people go." You've probably seen the movie with Charleston, with everyone, right? Like there's a couple of movies. But you've seen the famous line, like, "Let my people go." The Bible says that Moses was stuttered when he talked, and he felt inadequate. And he said, "Really? Really? Me? I'm going to go with Pharaoh? And I'm not even trying. I'm literally mumbling right now. And he says, "Yes. But how is he going to believe me? Don't worry. I got your back." Remember JP translation, right? "I got your back. When you're in the presence of Pharaoh, I'm gonna back you up. And if he doesn't let you go, I'm gonna send 10 plagues. 10 plagues. The first one is a plague of blood, turning the water into blood. And the second one is the one that I want to talk to you guys today, because it's really overlooked and we never like really see the implication or the extent of having a plague of frogs. All right." So this is me also filling in the gaps of the Bible. Pharaoh's wife, she's like ticked off. Like, you know what? Because imagine this, guys. Close your eyes for a second. You come to your house in your car. You see all green, like, oh, the lawn is perfect. But it's not lawns. It's not the grass. It's covered in frogs. So you're going in, pop, 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 pop. You're popping some kind of, yeah, hey. So I'm keeping it real. And you open the door, frogs in the floor, frogs in the living room, frogs in your couches. Not the cute frogs, not sha-la-la-la-la-la, kissy girl. Not Disney frogs. And I know, and not, but wise. All right, I know there's a couple of Baywatcher frogs in here, but none of those frogs, smelly frogs. So imagine you're going to get your cereal, open up the cupboards, frogs falling in. You open up your sheets, frogs there. Go to the toilet, open up the toilet, you say, yeah, okay, you get the picture? All right, so the wife is fed up. And she's like, honey, you better go to Mo, or I go. All right? I'm picturing her African Egyptian, to be politically correct. All right, she's like, hey, you got to go. All right? Go to Mo, or I go. Okay. So Pharaoh is fed up, and that's where we pick up the story. Exodus 8, 8 and 10. It's going to be in your screens, and if you want to follow along. It says, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron. Oh, no, that's a, sorry. Aaron. And said, entreat the Lord. Entreat means to pray to the Lord. All right? Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people. And I will let the people go that they may sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, all right, cool. A little bit of Fito in there. Accept the honor of saying when I shall intercede for you. Listen to this, guys. Moses is not like, sure, I'll take him away. I got it. No, no. Tell me when do you want me to pray for it so that you know that God is doing the work. Okay? God is going to take care of the problem. It's not me. It's not Moses. It's not you. But you tell me when so that you know that it's God. It's not a trick. Okay? Shall intercede for you, for your servants and for your people to destroy the frogs from you and your houses that they may remain in the river only. Okay? Now, to all logic, what would you guys, if you were Pharaoh, what would you say? Now. Do it. Do it. Just Nike. Do it. But what does the Bible say? It says, so he said, tomorrow. Wow. If I was Moses, I would go like, what? Hashtag crazy. Hashtag, oh, no, he didn't. Hey. But okay, hey. That's okay. Whenever you say, tomorrow then. Why tomorrow? Did he get accustomed to the frogs? Was the chef telling him, hey, I'm going to give you a nice two of frog legs or something? Or was he naming the frogs? Like, hey, this is Kermit. This is a, no, just kidding. All right, now picture this. Bring it back to our day. Imagine you're in your house, and whatever your phobe is, rats, cockroaches, mice, okay, let me see your faces, snakes, spiders, remember, not a couple of spiders. I got home and saw like a line of ants, and I'm like, oh, come on, oh, with ants. Now imagine the whole house infested, walls covered. You have the exterminator there. He tell you, ma'am, I can take care of it. You tell me when. And you're like, oh, one more night. Tomorrow. I like the scratching of the rats. Why tomorrow? Why tomorrow? Now, don't be quick to judge. Don't be quick to, poor Pharaoh. Don't be quick to judge, because sometimes we do the same in our lives. Imagine with me, the frogs in our lives could be drug addiction, could be pornography, sex out of wedlock, hate, bitterness, envy. So why are we waiting? Why would we say one more night? One more night with porn. One more night masturbating, or one more night having an affair. Or you know what, God is telling you, I can take care of your issues. I can exterminate the frogs. I have the power. And we go like, no, God, not today. Tomorrow. Why? Why? So five reasons why we answer tomorrow. All right. First one, indecision. Write it down, indecision. You're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You say you're Christian, but he sees your heart. Indecision. James 1:8 reads, such a person is double-minded and unstable in what? In all they do. In all they do. Make a decision. Or is it take a, make a decision, right? Make a decision. Or it will make you say, tomorrow. If you don't make the decision will make you. If you're fooling around having sex, stop it. Take a decision. Stop it. And it's not like, stop it. No, 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 no. Stop it. For real. Or get married. Put a ring on it. Sorry, guys. I'm being renewed. Bear with me, all right? Bear with me, all right? So, and ladies, don't be like, hey. Put a ring on it. Pornography. If you're battling with pornography, and I know it's an easy sin because nobody sees us, because technology, you can take it to the bathroom, you can see it anywhere. I've struggled with it in the past, and it doesn't show. It's a lie that you will grow hair in your palms. But or is that a Mexican saying? All right, so well, you'll get it. Ask a Mexican to explain it to you. All right, so it doesn't show. It's not like a drug addiction that you know that the guy is falling off the wagon. It's not alcoholism that you can smell it. All right, so that's the hardest ones, the ones that don't show, you don't see signs of it. There are signs, but get an accountability partner. Talk to someone. Talk to a friend. Talk to your pastor. We're not going to judge. We're not going to say, oh, repent. We are going to ask you to be accountable, but don't go through it alone. Hate or bitterness, take a step and talk to the person. Don't let it simmer. Make a decision. When? Now, today. What do you like more, now or today? Now. All right, now. Another reason why we wait. Why do we wait? Number two, perfectionism. Perfectionism. Ecclesiastes 11:4, it reads, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. What is the Bible talking about? If you're waiting for the perfect season, if you're waiting for the perfect weather here in Tijuana, oh my God, you're going to wait. If you're waiting for the, no, but I need to talk to him because I messed up or, but no, not today. No, tomorrow. If you need to exercise and Monday just passed, we're going to wait for next Monday, right? Because heaven forbid we start on a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's not biblical. One thing, guys, is to strive for excellence, and that is permitted. We should strive for excellence. We're not going to achieve it. I'll talk to you guys about it later. But perfectionism is a whole other story. I need to have the house. Then I can get married. I need the perfect wedding. I don't have money to get married right now. Why not? We don't charge. No, but the party and the booze and the... No, that's another thing. That's not marriage. That's a party. I'll marry you for free. In fact, I'll do the premarital counseling for free. We should charge. Thinking about it, right? Sorry, guys. Work in progress. Be patient. But we tend to do that. When I get blank, then I will blank. Right? You know what? I'll get into shape. Just let December pass. Well, I'm getting into shape, but shape is a circle. Round is a shape, right? Hey. Maybe I'm not your shape, but I'm A shape. God wants us to come as we are, and we sometimes miss it. I go to church when I'm perfect, when I stop masturbating, when I stop watching porn, when I stop having sex out of wedlock, when I stop with the addictions. I need to be perfect to be at church. And God says, like, oh, you're missing the point. You're not gonna, you're never gonna get here. You never will be perfect. We miss the point that we need to come as we are. And who perfects us? The blood of Jesus. He covers us. He makes us pure. He makes us white as snow. We need to hear more of the songs. There's a lot of. So don't wait till tomorrow. Do it now. But what happens? We get point number three, or we are, or we have fear, or we are afraid. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings what? A snare. Do you know what it is? A trap. It's a trap. Nah, Star Wars. All right. Sorry. Gotta stop. Quit it. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. If you trust in yourself, careful. Trap. If you're trusting in God and you feel like, but I'm afraid, don't worry. You're going to be safe. Fear of what, guys? What if I ask her to marry me and she says no? Perfect. Then that wasn't the one. That wasn't the one. Stop wasting your time with her or with him. Hey, if he's not asking you to marry her, no. Not, I do love you, but not right now. Not like that. Booty call. Yeah. All right. What if you go to the race and you don't get it? What if I ask for the race and I don't get it? What if people at church judge me? What if I decide to go to church, but they're going to judge me because of my tattoos, or they're going to judge me because the way I dress, the way I am? You're a Charger fan. You're all welcome. Raiders, Chargers, Cholo fans, Americas. You're welcome. What if God doesn't love me because of my sin, because of my frogs in my life? And, oh, my friend, if you only knew, I promise I wasn't going to cry. If you only knew how much God loves you. In fact, I heard this week, and it, like, blew my mind. It says, Jesus died for you just in case you would say yes to him. I'm going to repeat it. It's a good one. Jesus died for each one of us, for Monique, for Noah, for George, for all of us, just in case. In our time life, we would say yes to him, because we're not robots. You know that, right? We can say yes or we can say no. It's not a given. But he died for each one of us. And sometimes we feel that rejection from church, that no, they're going to judge me. I felt like church wasn't the place for me because I was a sinner. And I love what the East Lake motto is. Church is a hospital for sinners, not a hotel for saints. That blew my mind. I was like, well, I'm in the right place. Preach it. Preach it and teach it. All right, number four. Another biggie. Anger. Ephesians 4:26. It reads, hey, be angry. Don't worry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Keep it there. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. What does that mean?
Go ahead and let the anger out, vent it, but get over it.
Before what? But before what?
Before you sleep on it.
Before tomorrow. Today. Now. Sorry, got excited. I was reading. No, I'm not angry. I'll get it before I go to sleep. Don't worry. I was reading it, and I was like, oh, it's implied. It's there. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. If the sun goes down, then it'll come up, and it's tomorrow. So deal with it today, now. When we talk about anger, usually pride shows up. And I'm like, preach it. I would be a great black preacher, I think, in my heart, the bottom of my heart. That's not politically incorrect. Don't worry. No worries. All right, so I know there's people in your life that you don't want to see, you don't want to hear from them, you don't even want people talking about them. And I know there's other situations where it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. They misunderstood something, it got out of control, it got out of hand. But today, you need to take a step. You need to reach out. You need to, today, now, not right now, when you get off church, when you go out, you need to call that person. You know what? We need to talk. Go to a neutral ground. Go to a coffee place so they don't go out on you. But we need to do that. Anger and bitterness, and I've heard this also being preached by Pastor Mike. He said, anger and bitterness is like drinking poison, hoping that the other person dies. So it's killing you. And don't worry about your physical. It breaks your connection to God. That anger, that bitterness, God, it could not be present where there's sin. That's why we need Jesus. And that's who opens up the doors so that we can have communion with him. But if you're holding a grudge, if you're a grudge, if you're angry at your parents because they weren't good parents, they didn't have a good teacher maybe, cut them some slack. If you're angry at your kids, they just don't get it. They're not the perfect kid. They're disobedient. Don't worry. Talk to them. Love them. Can you imagine if God were like us? We would all be in hell. All of us. Some of you are like, would I? Yes, you would. All right? So, and I love this next verse, Romans 12:18. It's not on your outline. It's in the screen. It says, if it is possible, as much as what? All right, one more time. As much as?
Depends.
On who?
You.
Exactly. As much as it depends on you, live peacefully with all men. Live at peace with all right? Be at peace. Try to be at peace with everyone. Even if the pastor didn't say hi when you roll up to church. Even if the worship leader gave you a mean dog you. Don't worry. You never know what they're going through. And don't hold it against us. So why don't we take the step? Why don't we go forward and ask for forgiveness? This is the fifth point, the fifth reason, and it's laziness. Laziness. Proverbs 13:4, it says, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Nothing. That's right, isn't it? I remember another. The Latinos, we invented the zero. That's right, isn't it? We invented nothing. Sorry. I know. I'm sorry. Pray for me, guys. Pray for me. Pray for me. But getting back to the Bible, Proverbs 13:4, the soul of a lazy man desires. He wants to. Don't get me wrong. We all want to be better. We all want to call the exterminator. We all want God to take care of it. But we don't do our part. There's a part to play. Jesus died for us. It's taken care of. But we have to say yes. We have to receive. So we need to do our part. What do I mean, laziness? Why don't we start exercising? Oh, hard day at work. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. I'll get up earlier. That's what I'll do. Why don't we start eating healthier? It costs too much. I need to get earlier, and I'm getting earlier to do exercise, so no time for healthy breakfast. Why don't we get to church on time? Why don't we go to church sometimes? Today, let me see where the tree is hanging that way. No church today. It's too windy. The party was great last night, so no, today. God understands. I'll watch it online. I'll watch it online. Why don't we get to know God? Why don't we get to experience God? Because we're lazy. We don't want to read the Bible. That's the only way we're going to get to know God personally, get better connected to Him. Why don't we read the Bible? It's outdated. The translation is, Thou says the Lord. What is that? Really? So, guys, today, I hope that you make this talk your own. I know I'm talking to each one of you. I know I'm talking to each one of you because I'm talking to myself too. And we all struggle with it. We all have frogs in our lives. But God wants to take care of them. So let's stop saying, I will start tomorrow, and let's say together, we'll start now. All right? Don't start tomorrow. Start
now.
All right, one more time. Don't start tomorrow. Start
now.
Thank you. Better. All right. And please remember this. This is when you get this, it changes everything. When you know, when you're certain in your heart that God loves you and He wants the best for you, we sometimes say that God, why do you make it so hard? But I love this person. Why should I stop having sex with her? But I'm single. Why should I stop playing with myself? But I need to spice up my marriage. Why should I stop seeing pornography? God knows us better than we know ourselves. And He wants us to be complete. And the only way we're going to be complete is with Him. All right? And last but not least, when I read this, I was like, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. It says, God doesn't call perfect people. He perfects the people He calls. All right? God doesn't call perfect people. You're not perfect? Welcome to the club. Get in line. But he is going to perfect you in the manner that you go into His word and you spend time with Him. And you're going to be growing. Even Jesus grew up. The Bible says that He grew in wisdom and in stature. I got the stature part going really good. I need the wisdom part. All right, so don't wait for tomorrow. God is calling you today to make a decision. If you haven't yet surrendered completely, if you feel that it was just sentimental, that, yes, I feel the Lord. It's a decision. It's a conscious decision you have to make. And it's going to show fruits in your life. When we say yes to God, God roots up in our hearts. And it starts, a tree that is rooted bears much fruit. A tree with no roots, it's going to die. It's going to show. We're going to see it. So don't wait for tomorrow. Do it. Yeah. Now, let's pray, guys. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for being clear as water. Thank you because we all feel the need to take care of that problem with those frogs in our life. We need you, God. By ourselves, we maybe we can do 80%. Maybe we can do 85%. But we know and we acknowledge that we need you to be 100% complete. Thank you for sending Jesus to the cross to die for me so that we can stand here today, right now, in front of you, in your presence, and receive all your love. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for perfecting us and help us reach others and share your word to others. In your name we pray. Amen.